I was going to do some fact-checking on President Trump's, on his mind, most important speech he's ever made. That's what he called it this past Wednesday, December 2nd. It was 46 minutes of rambling and parroting all the conspiracy claims regarding the 2020 presidential election. Political corruption, machine tampering, mysterious votes appearing out of nowhere. We've heard it over and over and over again. It wasn't live, by the way. It was presented as being streamed live on social media. But there are obvious edits all throughout the... So yeah, I watched it. I did. And I was going to go point by point about what Trump has been claiming and raising $170 million off of, which I'll get to in a minute. But is there any need to bother after you look at, well, just his claim about Georgia, one of them, that there were votes counted, cast by mysterious people in foreign countries, which in fact were military ballots. As it is, my desire to talk about President Trump in the 2020 election is decreasing rapidly at that, because Trump has become the next Harold Camping. You remember Harold, don't you? He was that preacher who claimed he knew when the rapture was going to be. People were sending him money, giving up all the possessions, and well, here we go again, because the campaign continues to send at minimum 10 emails a day asking you to donate to the truth, to the proof, to justice, to fairness, all of the above. One that I received also on Wednesday, the day of his most important speech ever, claimed support for the two GOP Senate candidates in Georgia, which I found surprising and a positive. There's been a concern whether or not Trump can get off his what about me and show some support for the two GOP Senate candidates. And that's what this email did. Well, sort of. Also included a call to help them financially by giving money to the Trump Fund, which, as I said, has raised $170 million so far by people who are buying into this and also buying into the fact that they are their money is going to expose election fraud, which I'll get to that reality in a moment too. But let's look at that $170 million for a moment, shall we? What else could have been accomplished if people gave that money to true causes? Well, for example, Toys for Tots and many of the other local toy drives, it would have provided, with $170 million, they would have been provided with around 7 million toy donations. We've talked about the hungry in America. You've seen the news reports of lines blocks long, people standing, miles long, people in cars seeking help for food. $170 million could have provided needy individuals and families with 14 million meals. But no, people saw more fit to give $170 million so far to a scavenger hunt with no prizes. Well, you see, because proof and evidence is not claims being made by people who didn't understand the mechanics and laws of elections, mistraining, or weren't even actual assigned election observers. Affidavits are a tool for lawyers and investigators to guide them on where to look for evidence to back the claims up. That part of the equation is being overlooked, or many of these people donating don't see the need to have even exist. So the result of all this is a state government and elected officials facing death threats with not a word from Trump or any Trump administration member. Any Republican in Congress calling for this stupidity to stop. Trump followers, congressional GOPers, are more afraid of a Trump tweet against them than they are someone losing their life, because all it takes too is one crazed MAGA hat wearer taking the supposed sarcasm and joke, which when these people creating these threats are called on for it, say, oh, I was just being sarcastic. I was just joking. All it takes is one person taking that joke seriously, and there'll be a tragedy. Maybe not just one. Now, getting to the Trump Fund. Again, and you can opt out if you're getting these emails. I've been hanging on to them just to see how frequent they're going to reach for something here. The fine print shows that the first 75% of every contribution currently goes to a new PAC that Trump has set up set this up back in the middle of last month called Save America. And this money can be used to fund his political activities going forward, including staff and travel. The other 25% of each donation is directed to the Republican National Committee. And the way the math works out, you have to give a minimum of $5,000 to the new PAC before any money that you are ponying up goes to the recount account. And as you would expect, no comment about any of this from the Trump campaign. Donations appear so far to have paid off any of the Trump campaign debt that was left hanging, as is Trump's way, live off of the money of others. It's also going to provide Trump with a sizable financial head start in paying his post-presidency political activities. I mean, if you're going to have your ego fed by being one of the financiers for the Trump library, then well, that's what floats your boat. Go right ahead. But there's a guy who, believe it or not, gave $2.5 million to a pro-Trump group who was saying was trying to find evidence of election fraud. He wants his money back. Fred Eshelman's his name. He gave the money to True the Vote Incorporated, but was quickly disappointed with the efforts. True the Vote mounted suits in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, later dropped them, says it is nonetheless still investigating fraud allegations, so send more money. Well, actually, Fred did. He initially sent $2 million on the 2 days after Election Day, and then followed that up with another $500,000 about a week later, by which that time media outlets were calling the election for Joe Biden. In his lawsuit, Eshelman says that he regularly and repeatedly asked for updates on how True the Vote was using his money, and that he sought specific and actionable updates about True the Vote's purported investigation, litigation, and communication efforts in the state. But he was consistently met with vague responses, platitudes, and empty promises of follow-up that never occurred. Seems to be a consistency with all the lawyers and seeking election fraud, doesn't there? The suit accuses True the Vote of breach of contract and also conversion. That's a legal concept that ties into the misuse of someone else's property. In this case, $2.5 million of Fred's money. And they actually offered to give him back $1 million as long as he didn't sue the group, but that didn't appease Fred much. Suit said True the Vote promised to launch lawsuits in swing states to gather whistleblower complaints about issues with the election and to conduct, quote, sophisticated data modeling and statistical analysis to identify potential illegal or fraudulent balloting. What did True the Vote do? Well, on November 17th, they announced they were dropping the lawsuits in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Group's president and founder Catherine Engelbrecht blamed barriers to advancing our arguments coupled with constraints on time. She said the group was continuing to investigate issues in the U.S. electoral system and argued that the lawsuits represented only a fraction of their work. I don't know if you knew this or not. The Trump campaign filed lawsuits, obviously, in battleground states. If you blinked, you missed them because a lot of those were pulled too when, well, they just had this unfair pressure put on them to show up with proof. But the campaign also launched a hotline for people to share testimony about election fraud. Now, that's not what the calls wound up being. Yeah, there are a lot of prank calls. It's given how money-grubbing the Trump campaign has been post-election. I'm surprised they haven't tried to sell copies of the prank phone calls as comedy tapes. $170 million. And I have no doubt it's still going to come in, and that's going to hit $200 million before this month is out. Easily before this month is out. Yeah, the fantasy is greater than the reality of people going hungry, people going homeless. Many of those, including military veterans, by the way. Just in case you care, you see an organization that's addressing the needs and the priorities of those people. Hopefully you'll help them out before Don Quixote and his quest.